This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin, whose voice is still a little shaky at the moment. He's doesn't even have a microphone. That's how ill-prepared Kevin is for today's show. Usually, Alec, it's me. Usually it's
Why
me.
Why did he move the micro?
You know, this
microphone
chaos is going
all
on over
the way
here.
Over there.
Jeez, were you going to say the microfiche? The micro?
I was going to say the microwave.
all right, so the show's ready though. We are ready to rock now as the KNC Masterpiece has finally made it to your ear holes. You've been waiting all morning for us to be on radio so that we could talk about this stuff.
Now,
Kevin,
can we lay out a disclaimer?
In the 10 o'clock right here, it says Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl in all caps with 8 exclamation points. And then it says, seriously, though, what did you see from the new guys?
Okay, because that was sarcastic. I'm hoping we can set this disclaimer. I think we all think that the Raiders suck.
Yes.
And you beat the crap out of a team that I think sucks. Okay. Now, can we have a reasonable conversation? Because I feel like every single time the Cowboys win, oh, the Cowboys, blah, 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 blah. All right, we're setting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders equal not good. Now, hopefully we can go about our day.
If you can't respect what the Cowboys did last night, you shouldn't talk ball. If you can't be happy with what the Cowboys did last night, you must live a miserable life. Like, that's where I am at this point, in that you should celebrate victories.
Yes.
While also understanding this chart right here.
Oh.
If you want to look on the fan cam right now, you can go check it out on all your socials and stuff. Or you can follow
the
me on
the YouTube.
Check me, the YouTube, 1053thefan.com/fancam. I think that's what it is. And so you go, what is it, Kevin?
No,
Alec, what is it? Give me the letters.
It's 1053thefan on YouTube.
There you go.
And then now it's Fancam on Twitch.
It's pretty close. I was pretty
Not
close
really.
With all those.
Not really.
Y'all know where to be, all right? Mm. So right here I have this little chart. It's a handy little chart, okay? Right here on the top, it says elite. Okay. Right below that, it says above mediocre. I've discussed this. Below that, it says mediocre. Then it says sub-mediocre and bad. All right. Those are the five areas. Right now, you are here. You are sub-mediocre. But you've proven you're not bad because you've beaten all the bad teams.
Because the Raiders are bad?
The Raiders are bad.
Okay.
You've beaten all the bad teams, so you are sub-mediocre, and you have work to do to get to mediocre. And then if you do even better at that work, you might even be able to get to above mediocre. Last night was a fun game, though, for people who wanted to watch a team not be bad. And they weren't bad last night. They were good. They were better than a bad team. So I'm going to take what they did last night and be excited about it today, because that's the fun part of this thing. I respect what they did. They got to go beat a bad opponent. They had to be more physical. They had to be sharper. They were last night against a bad opponent. They did all the things the correct way. This is the KNC Masterpiece. Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin and the infamous Alec Medford.
Hey, at least he showed up to work.
That's a shot at Peyton.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So there you go. 877-881-1053. Text in your feelings on last night's game and the new fellas. How did you feel about them? Do you feel like the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl now?
No.
Okay.
But that's mainly because I just saw your chart. So I was.
Does that chart seem real? Does that Bobby? Did that chart seem reasonable?
Absolutely.
Whenever you look at the where the Cowboys stand and things.
Yeah. I like the idea of the way you described it. You know, war wins above replacement.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like 100 is there.
Yeah.
I think we need to have an NFL scale called WAC.
Okay.
Where it's wins above Cowboys.
Okay.
Like, are you good? You're above the Cowboys.
Oh,
if you're not good,
goodness.
You're below them, and you're on the WAC scale.
Okay. And if you are, if you're even
the
with them,
football
you're a zero.
Idea I've heard
you are,
in
you are
10
just
years.
As WAC as they are.
This is genius. I love this. This is a great idea, Bobby. I appreciate what he's doing here.
But it was so good that I almost forgot what we were actually supposed to talk about, because now I'm just thinking about that. All right.
Charts.
From the 2-1-0. Those are morons who really can't be happy about a win after the season we've been having.
I agree.
Quinnen Williams is him. Now, we can talk specifically about Quinnen Williams, of course, or if you wanted to go across all of the new defensive players out there, what did you see? What did you think about the new guys? With, of course, I understand that most of the attention is going to go to Quinnen Williams and DeMarvion Overshown.
Quinnen Williams added pressure. You know, the things of being contagious, like the idea that something can be contagious. You see somebody do something that you've been wanting to do, and you're like, awesome. I can do that too. It felt like he and Kenny Clark and Osa, the guys in the middle, said, we can all push. We can win our one-on-one battles. Most of us can actually beat some of these two-on-one battles, so guess what? Here we go. And so the interior did that. That fired up everybody else, Kevin. So I think the addition of Quinnen Williams, him being able to get integrated into this thing in this bye week was a good thing for him, too. But he was motivated last night, too. So that Quinnen Williams being the key for last night, loved what I saw out of him. There was a moment last night, Kevin, where I was like, has Logan Wilson played a snap yet?
Right.
And so I went to go look. I was like,
I agree with that.
I was like, where is he? And he had not made a single defensive play at that point.
Yeah.
That had been logged, at least. And then as soon as I put my phone down, it was right before the second half, he made a tackle. And I was like, okay, well, there he is. All right, that's good to see that he didn't miss that tackle. That's nice. Kenneth Murray played better last night because of the additions, I believe. He had a better night last night in a lot of different areas. I'm happy with that. And then having Hooker back was awesome too.
Okay. And I want to talk more about that as well, because obviously Jerry mentioned that quite a bit in his interview with Sean, RJ, Bobby, who showed up, and Aiden. So.
And Khaki Kev.
Oh, that's right. I appreciate him for showing up for work as well. So that's too far. I don't know. But that was one of the things that we asked about, is the impact for players like Quinnen Williams on the other levels of the defense. And so I was excited to see how that went. But man, since you mentioned Kenneth Murray, and I know he's not as new as the rest, but you go back to the very first drive, Kenneth Murray smashing past Ashton Jeanty and getting to Geno for an off-balance throw that led to the three and out, especially after you had your own three and out with the no George Pickens, no CeeDee Lamb. We can get back into that in a little bit, but I thought that set the tone really, really early. And then the other play, I think, you know what? I'm going to say I think this is the biggest play of the game. It's the interception by Marquise Bell that was set up by the tip from Kenneth Murray. And here's the reason. Because that was going to be an easy first down to Brock Bowers. If you go, yes, I said tip. Yeah, I know.
Bobby understands the show.
I can see
he's
the look on Bobby's face.
Today, all right?
Look, Bobby, if you ever get fired from Sean and RJ, you fit in just fine on our show.
Or
so
it would be chaos.
No, yeah, saying. Probably. So,
which
but
is our show.
But the thing is, if you go back, I know people are focused in on the deflection, the interception, and by the way, props to Marquise Bell, 25-yard return after that. But take a look at that play again. Brock Bowers was wide open if that ball gets past Kenneth Murray for a first down, and they continue to move inside the red zone. Now, that doesn't guarantee anything for the Raiders because their offense is terrible, and you saw that yesterday. They did not thrive on the Cowboys' side of the field. But that was a huge play, not only because you got the ball back, but you saw it. That was going to be a first down. That was going to convert, you would think, into some points for the Raiders. So props to him for that play as well. I think that play was humongous.
Nick Harris with the quote from Siobhan Revell. He played "Till I Collapse" by Eminem walking out onto the field last night, which he felt set the tone. Quote, "It felt great, man. My first time being out there in a year. A lot of people didn't expect me to play, but I know what I can do. The butterflies were left in the locker room." I like hearing that.
I do too. I have to admit, I was surprised to see him out there in coverage when I thought we were going to see him on special teams.
I was
and be
listening.
Like, good for you.
As I was heading to the Bearded Monkey last night. Bearded Monkey, by the way, what's up? Shout out. And Forney, fantastic showing from the Bearded Monkey last night. As I was heading out there, Broadus was kind of keying me in on, hey, I'm okay, special teams. And I was like, all right, well, I'm perfectly okay if he's playing some special teams, gets his legs underneath him. And they're like, nah, screw that. We're throwing everybody right out on this field today. I love that for a variety of reasons. We'll get into that even more. But the him and Kalen Carson was good last night, dude.
And
he even put the seatbelt on at one point.
And the thing about Kalen Carson that I hope people loved is he had some difficulties, but then he kept going. And obviously you have a play that breaks up potential touchdown, and I'm with you. Like, I've kind of redefined, you know, we talk about it, new information. You redefine expectations or whatever.
It's a different team at the moment.
And so I redefined some players defensively, or maybe the defense as a whole, is can you show me some resiliency after you get punched in the face? And there were still some times when, man, the Raiders were moving the ball pretty easily, but then when it came down to it, like, you were able to hold them to a field goal or hold them to no points at all because you showed some resiliency. And I think Kalen Carson is definitely on that list from last night.
Yeah, and where did he get help from? Dudes up front, which has been so necessary. How many times last night did Geno Smith look flustered? Where he was just like, I had to throw it away because I had zero other option, and they were already all over me. They were already up in my grill. And I had to get rid of the ball somehow.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there were moments where I looked and it looked like Max Crosby was definitely questioning his loyalty to the Raiders. He was just like, why did I decide that I want to stay with this team? Look at what they're doing to us right now.
When he was not busy questioning the ref for what he thought should have been a false start and they ran the play anyway. Yeah. And he's like, hold on.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah. And it was interesting because Osa and Quinnen Williams kind of challenged my perception of what all they can do for this team. So Quinnen Williams, we talked about it a whole lot. You've seen his pass rush win rate drop while his rush stuffing rate has just gone, you know, off the charts. Best of his career. I believe it was the second best in the NFL going into this game. And then you look at last night, 1.5 sacks, 7 pressures, 21.4% pass rush win rate. I was not anticipating that whatsoever. And I know just one game against a offensive line that's not so great. But that, and then seeing Osa get to the quarterback more consistently, get more penetration through the line of scrimmage, I thought those were both huge developments.
This you might have not been expecting that, but do you think Eberflus was? I do. And the reason I do is because the Cowboys intentionally this season went out to get a specific area better, an area that they have neglected for 20 years, it feels like.
Right.
Maybe since Leroy Glover. It's just felt like they've been like, that is not important. And Eberflus said, it is in my defense. I need players that can play interior defense That's what I need, strong up the middle. And so they said, okay, we'll go get that for you. I think Eberflus knew that he could get that out of that player within this scheme because that's what he demands out of this scheme, is that kind of play from that group up front, but especially that group in the middle. And that helps. That just helps everything else out from there for his defense specifically. That might be the this might be the right thing, the right grouping for what he's needed all along.
Now,
but it is wild that it took a Quinn and Williams trade to liven up that group in the middle. And also, Kevin, it's the Raiders, right?
Yeah, so. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Look, like... Here's a great example. And don't worry, person who texted in about Guyton, we talked about that like several minutes in the pregame or before the show. We'll get to that in a second. From the 214, I don't understand this text. I'm going to read it to you verbatim.
Okay.
Y'all are delusional. The Cowboys, they say, suck. They're supposed to beat a bad Raiders team. should have beaten the Cardinals, Panthers, and Bears, could have won against the Packers. All right, so let's take that logic for just a second. First of all, the y'all are delusional, and they believe the Cowboys suck. Well, did you not see Corey's chart at the very beginning of the segment?
The chart again.
I feel like that really cut it through. And then I feel like this person undercuts their entire point. Yeah, sub-mediocre, so I don't know what to tell you about that. But then let's take what they said with the rest of them. Should have beaten the Cardinals, Panthers, and Bears, and could have won against the Packers. All right, well, let's consider that for just a second. You're 4-5-1. You just said three of those losses should have been wins. All right, well, that would put you at 7-2-1. You just said you should have beat the Packers. All right, well, that makes you 8-2. Pick a lane. You said the Cowboys suck, but then you also point out in your very own words in the very same text that they should probably be 8-2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you think they suck because they should be really good? I don't quite follow. And also, when all else fails, go back to the chart.
Go back to the damn chart! That's where they are right now, and that's where they've been, and that's where they are until they prove otherwise, starting with Philly on Sunday, but we'll celebrate today.
Yeah,
we'll get to Philly later in the week.
What part in that segment did you hear, this is the start of a six-game winning streak?
All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, Kevin describes
like
how this is the start of a six-game winning streak that leads this team to the Super Bowl. But how many folks naysaying the win are actual Cowboys fans next on the Fan?
Second and 10 at the Dallas 47. Smith in the black and silver. In the gun, back to throw. Pressured now. Say goodnight, Geno. Quinnen Williams, enjoy your first Dallas sack back at the Raider 44.
I think that was proof right there that Brad Sham listens to the KNC Masterpiece. On that play, he said, say goodnight, Geno. And what do we say frequently at the end of our show? Exactly. Say goodnight, Kevin. Somebody asked, by the way, they were like, why do y'all say that? And I was like, well, his name's Kevin, for one.
Oh. It's from Home Alone?
Yeah, for two, from Home Alone. Whenever he gets in trouble and gets sent up into the attic to sleep with the kid who wets the bed, his mom goes, say goodnight, Kevin. And he goes, goodnight, Kevin.
Say goodnight, Geno.
And plus, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You could see how I was that kid, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. The kid that wets the bed.
No, come on.
Is that not what you were saying? I'm sorry, dude. I was just agreeing with you.
The kid who also can draw up a meticulous plan for robbers that don't know how to use a gun.
You have already told me that you have a plan to rob a bank. Your mom just made sure that you never actually acted that plan.
Used to.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Banks are new now, so
right.
There's new things.
So can we talk real quick about Tyler Guyton? Before anything else.
Are we talking about the acting?
Okay.
Because I'm trying to decide between him and Josh Allen this weekend, which one was the best. And
I think
it was his.
Let's get to that then.
And hold on, wasn't it Trey McBride? Didn't Trey McBride do the same thing too on Sunday? Yes.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Play this is an acting weekend.
Play as well as Josh Allen and Trey McBride, and you can do whatever the hell you want out there.
Okay, interesting.
So I want to talk about...
You don't think he played well?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Be that good?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like,
okay, gotcha.
No.
Brada said something last night in the post-game show, real quick, Kevin, that I wanted to accentuate.
Telling people to shut up?
He said, oh, man, that was awesome. I loved it. But he said, Tyler Guyton might be that guy, where he looks like crap on two plays,
right.
But he's pretty good the rest of the
right.
time. Where there's some plays where it looks like I'm blocking out there. And I was like, that's brought us... I like the humility, but sometimes he does have bad plays. Sometimes he has really good things plays too.
The issue with Tyler Guyton yesterday on that one play, because some people were joking, very funny by the way, is he going to go on IR after that fight? And here's the issue: it was the reaction time. So, at my house, and yes, this is my parenting method. Noah, who is now three, knows when I say I'm going to boot him. He runs up toward me. I put my foot up like I'm kicking him in the face and slap my leg like I've made contact, and then he falls down. But he's three and doesn't totally understand physics or sometimes how his body works, and he'll fall forward or he'll just stand there and then fall over. That's what Tyler Guyton did yesterday because the contact was real. And had he fallen down immediately, I think it would have been fine. But it was, not only did he not fall down immediately, Then he made extra, like, the fall back, like he had just gotten hit with a 2x4 or something. And so it was the delayed reaction that made it look really stupid, even though the contact was very real. And if you'd have fallen straight away, you'd be like, oh, Troy would have been like, you just can't have that. That's a penalty. Dude, all day.
But it was in slow-mo is what you've seen that
in. No, in regular mo. What? I noticed it in regular mo that he fell too late. And that's what I thought. I was like, you got to fall sooner, buddy. Or don't fall at all.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like in a wrestling match, if something doesn't make contact, you need to decide, are you not going to fall or you're going to fall straight away? You can't stand there like Tyler Guy and then go, whoa!
Did the penalty get called?
Yes, it did.
It got tacked on, so it worked.
Hold on, though.
It worked.
Were you nervous that this is going to be a hockey-style embellishment penalty for when he fell down?
Wasn't there something else that went on down the field,
too? That is true.
So what I was nervous about was because he did have his hands on the player first. And he did kind of – he didn't throw a punch, but he punched through, if you will. He had him by the shoulder and was like, ah! And so he did that. And so I was afraid – that it was going to be the, what was the penalty we saw earlier this year where there were three penalties and one penalty and they said all of them are
offset.
Gone. We were like, what? That doesn't make any sense. There's 60 yards in penalties and 15 here. And so I was afraid that was going to happen, but it ended up happening was the Cowboys got a benefit out of it. I think right after that, they had a false start. So then there was like, okay, what are we even doing here? But I'm okay with the acting, Kevin. Take the fall, act hurt. Is what Gordon Bombay taught me in the Mighty Ducks.
And you there is not no, I don't understand think there's the lesson of that movie.
I don't
at
think
all,
there's
then.
Embellishment in NFL. I think they're just like, come on. But they got the call. And they went on about their business. And again, the offense was in cruising last night. They were pretty good.
And I did, since we spent the entire first segment pretty much talking about the defense, I want to just talk about the offense here.
Okay, Ric Flair is what everybody's comparing that to.
Oh, I could see that. Just make sure you... Never mind. I am going to save myself
Alec,
a hassle today.
You're a typically unbiased person when it comes to these things. with Ric Flair, is he known for those...
Yeah, just overdoing it. The delayed sells, absolutely. He'll fall the
Stealing
wrong way.
Money.
Yeah, and it's just...
Assaulting people.
This is what I was trying to stay away from, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
I was just trying to get the analysis on the fall.
Right. I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Hold on. Somebody said I'm being a fun sponge? Oh.
And somebody else quoted regular Mo, and they think it's hilarious,
Thank
and I
you.
Love it, too.
So I think we need to talk about the offense and how impressive they looked because we were really concerned the last couple of weeks. And here's the thing. The Raiders aren't drizzling S on defense. They are on offense, and that's what you have to factor into all of this. But they're not an awful defense. I'm not here to tell you they're a particularly good defense, but they're not an awful defense. And one of the things that I took note of after the first quarter is how well the Cowboys were doing. It was mostly Javonte Williams, but at running the ball and doing a good job inside. They didn't have a whole lot of like swooping to the outside carries. Now, the first series, when the first two plays were carries, and you're like, the hell's going on? And then you're like, oh yeah, and there's no George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
Are you mostly impressed? Because in crosstalk yesterday, Broaddus was saying they don't allow you to do that. This Raiders defense is like, hey, you can run to the outside against us, but you're not running inside against us. And then they were doing that. Last night, Kevin, watch Javonte Williams again. I mean, I know you said he wasn't just it, but because Hunter Lipke had some good plays. But Javonte Williams was running the ball 22 times last night for 93 yards. When he got into the...
Good job, Malik Davis, too.
Yes, I'll take that anytime. When he got the ball and started heading downfield, he was doing the, I'm going to run through you. I think that's another thing. When I say if you can't respect what the Cowboys did last night, you shouldn't talk ball. Watch Javonte Williams run last night, and he said, I'm going to be physical. I am a running back. I'm a bowling ball. I'm coming at you. And, you know, you can try to stop me, but you're not going to. And that's the quality of, I think, every person that's ever played in the league can look at that and go, man, that was a damn fine effort right there from that running back. So I like the physicality of their running game and their defense last night.
And you're right. I decided to pay special attention to that. In the first quarter, Cowboys 7 for Javonte Williams. They had 8 carries for 44 yards. That's 5.5 yards per carry. And they did a really good job inside after the first two carries. Those first two carries without your two primary wide receivers on the field only went for a total of 6 yards. So the rest of the quarter, you ran the ball six times for 38 yards. That's more than 6 yards per carry. And that has been one of the Raiders' calling cards, is especially interior being able to slow down or maybe just straight up stuff the run. And I thought the Cowboys did a really good job of establishing that early in the game. And yes, you're right. I listened very intently to Brian Broaddus about this, as people should always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I made special note of it in the first quarter. And so I was impressed by that.
From Ryan Fowler said that he thinks that Tyler Guyton did a nice job last night. Pitched his first career shutout at left tackle in 35 pass pro snaps. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you already say that, Kevin?
Nope.
That's a nice addition to what this offense is doing out there. So, yeah, man, I appreciate that part of it last night for sure.
I'm with you. And look, we might talk about paying George Pickens a little bit later.
I want right now. Here's what I want to do.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Team that's 4-5-1 has a 7% chance of making the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
According to NFL.com.
That's 1-14.
For a team that's that, I want to focus on paying them what they're earning right now. Okay.
Okay.
Every single player on this team.
All right.
You know, Brandon Aubrey, I think you're a weapon too that I only really want to use in certain situations, but I want to talk about that later.
Okay.
Right now, I want to talk about you earning your keep here. And George Pickens had to earn his keep in a different situation last night because the head coach decided, I think that we need to have a little bit of discipline. Even if it was a light tap, it was one that got the attention, and every once in a while, you got to boot people.
Look, and I was perfectly fine with, essentially, it sounds like they were D-ing around and being late to some meetings or, you know, whatever. But Troy Aikman said something in that first drive that I thought was kind of shocking. Is he said maybe they were on the sideline for disciplinary reasons. And Troy, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, said watching this team this year, he could see how there could be some issue with effort.
Okay, that goes into a number of different things. Last year, Troy Aikman said that these wide receivers ran bad routes. You remember that? Like he was very adamant they were running bad routes. This year, at the beginning of the season, George Pickens was getting accused of when it's not coming to him, he's not really trying that hard. And so maybe if he drifted a little more in a certain way, he would have carried coverage with him, which would have opened up a play. There were some things early in the season that were discussed there. I don't know if Troy was like had gotten a note in production meeting from Brian Schottenheimer that was something they were a little concerned about earlier, or if he was just watching tape and was like, I'm a little concerned about that. But it turns out in a lot of different areas, there's multiple different reasons for this. Can I lay these out real quick,
sure.
Kevin? All right, John Machota posted the George Pickens explanation.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Now, Alec, I want you to know, and we'll play this also in the C block later, Jerry Jones said, in-house issue, had to do with meeting-type discipline, had a late problem there. All right, so that was Jerry's explanation this morning on the show. John Machota, after the game last night, George Pickens, when asked why he wasn't on the field for the first series, quote, certain personnel. We kind of thought they were going to come out in certain stuff, but they didn't. They started kind of hunching down on the run, so we started throwing it around a little bit. And then Pickens was told that Schottenheimer said it was because he and CeeDee Lamb missed a couple things. And that's when Pickens said, well, that's just like between me and Shotty, honestly. So he had this great explanation. This whole, like, beautiful, like, no, man, we wanted to run the ball. And then they said, no, you're not doing that. So we said, screw it, we're getting out there then. And then he was like, hold on. Well, that's between me and Shotty, you know?
You're lying.
Alec, I'm very conflicted on this because on the one hand, don't lie.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, at least it was a very well thought out and constructed lie to try to get across.
He knew he was going to get asked, and he was like, man, I got a great story to tell these people. And they're like, well, your coach said otherwise. And he's like, well, you caught me.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah, that's personal.
Not bad.
I just.
Not bad, guys.
Yeah, like you sit back, and I wonder if you're like. Like, you have to process that quickly. Much like he chomped out three Raiders defenders on scoring a touchdown pass.
What a cut.
You have to process quickly of, ah, so I am indeed caught. Well, which way
and there's nowhere to hide.
Pivot now?
There's nowhere to hide in that moment either. Like, you're sitting there with all the cameras in your face. The microphones are right there. It's not like you can just sit down and go, huh. What do we do? You just got to, all right. And so he said, that's between me and coach then. I like it.
I think that is a tremendous answer.
Did coach lose trust with that, though?
Did
coach tell you, hey, here's the situation, and I don't care if I'm entitled to the answer. I didn't ask. Anyway, here's the situation. You're going to have to deal with that. And I'm going to tell the media. It didn't sound like he said, I'm going to tell the media.
No,
he just kind of left it at that, and then the media you know, had to ask questions.
I look, and I get it, but wouldn't you argue that, like, the type of person you want on your team, the type of player you want on the team, is the type of person who sees the punishment and they're like, I understand, I it won't happen again.
And then goes out and gets 144 yards on 9 catches and a touchdown. Like, I'll take that. And was given the effort in the blocking game as well.
And you know what? And going back to CeeDee Lamb, and maybe we'll talk about this longer another point, I guess I did not think that the drop was as egregious as everybody else. I thought that pass...
in the end zone?
Yeah, I thought that pass was poorly thrown as well. He should catch it for sure. But Troy made it sound like it was number high and he was going to walk into the end zone. I was like, he was going to have to fall to catch that and like roll into the end zone.
It does fall into the quarterback is definitely in the mindset of if it hits your hands, you better catch the ball. And CeeDee Lamb's paid as an exceptional receiver that should catch those balls. But on the
and he should have caught it
on the way home. And he and you know what?
This you is say that
this happened last night on the way home. I was listening to Brad and Babe, and it was late in the game, and Kevontae Turpin dropped a pass, and Brad and Babe said, he should have caught that. Kevontae Turpin will say he should have caught that. And Dak Prescott will say it should have been a better throw.
Agreed.
And so, like, those two things can be true at the same time. I think what ends up compiling here, Kevin, is when CeeDee Lamb has not been the CeeDee Lamb, he had the drops in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Now you got the punishment. He hasn't been the dominator that he always is. You're starting to question. And people are starting to say, well, George Pickens is better. Not that he's better.
Well, that feels like a question coming up next.
And so when people start having that conversation, then you're like, well, do we even need CeeDee Lamb? You want CeeDee Lamb on your field, dude. You have an A.J. Green-type receiver on the outside, and then you have a Marvin Harrison-Reggie Wayne combo with CeeDee Lamb. I think you have a really good combination of receivers that you want both of. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, NFL overreaction or reality.
Snap to Prescott, back, steps up in the pocket, deep to the middle, caught by Pickens and he circles left and runs away, 20, 15, 10, touch right, touchdown. The Raiders just quit running after him, and Pickens made an incredibly surgical cut at about the 7-yard line.
I'll tell you what, last night was a glorious night to be listening to the broadcast on 105.3 The Fan. Brad and Babe were in their bag last night, that is for sure. Ask them about the tie joke next time you get to talk to them. It was funny.
So I didn't hear that, but your recreation of it was spectacular.
I might need to go find this. It was like 9:52 last night. They made a joke about a tie. So we'll get to that later on. But right now, it is time for NFL overreaction or reality.
Now, I'm going to start with this question based on some of the feedback that we've gotten this morning. NFL overreaction or reality? Some Cowboys fans just want to be miserable.
Reality. And because our job is to do a lot of things. Our job is to entertain. Our job is to inform. Our job is to... I don't necessarily say
be able to keep talking.
Sometimes be able to keep talking. Educate is not necessarily like I'm not a teacher, but I will find people who can teach and get the information, try and send. So there's a lot of things we do. Today, I want to discuss what happened in the game yesterday.
Right.
And what happened in the game yesterday was the Cowboys' offense rolled through the Raiders' defense. The Cowboys' defense ran right through the Raiders' offense.
Yep.
I saw that happen with my very own eyes.
Mm.
And I want to discuss that. Tomorrow, I want to discuss how that puts them in the rest of the league, which again, we will refer to the chart, which you can see the chart on the fan cam where it says, you are here. You are still sub-mediocre. You're not bad. You're not mediocre. You're sub-mediocre. So I understand, but Cowboys fans after a win, I think most fans should be happy about a win. Some are like, I can't be happy because of everything that they've put me through for the last 30 years. I can't talk about the last 30 years every single day. That would make me miserable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Alec, what say you?
It's a reality because people love to hate, because hate generates conversation and it entertains people more. It's more fun when people are getting amped up. When I start raising my voice about the Cowboys and blah, 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 like it gets people to listen. It gets people to raise their eyebrows. It, you know, it clicks the ears a little bit, but you know, I like the term that my generation has come up with, rage baiting. Because people love to do that. It works on me whenever I host on weekends here and there and nights and holidays. You can send that one text that is baseless and doesn't make any sense, and I will give you 90 seconds of my day to raise my voice a little bit just so I can make a point and get it across. And guess what? It entertains the people who are positive, too. So people know they're creative, and that's why I love the Tolos. They're smart. They know what they're doing 90% of the time. Some of them are just misinformed, and that's okay. That's what we're here to do. But people love it because it's entertaining to them. So if that's their thing, I guess, but I just choose not to live that life because it gets boring to me fast and it weighs on me too much.
From the 321, I can't be happy because the ads to the game reminded me of the Epstein files, and now I'm upset Kevin hasn't delivered on his promise to give us updates.
Oh.
What are your updates, Kevin?
I need to get the news station on this this TV over here. It'll really help out a little bit more. Can I see your chart one more time, Corey?
Okay,
I'm gonna need that for this following question. I'm gonna need you to flip past your
go find the other chart.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality? The Cowboys can get to above mediocre this season.
Yes. They can do it this week.
Oh,
you beat the best team in the NFC?
I think they're the best team in the NFL.
What did you just say?
I'm sorry, I do.
Who is, Kevin? Who's the best team in the NFL?
No, see, I know what you're trying to do, but the answer is to whatever question is Philadelphia. That's just my opinion.
Okay, you know what? I mean, you have a point. At the moment, two other teams have more wins.
I get it.
But I think they're the best in the NFC. Okay, you said above mediocre. I think they can move to mediocre if they beat the Eagles.
But by the end of the...
If they beat the Eagles, they can get to mediocre. Because what you've done then is you've proven you can beat an elite team. I think they're an elite team. I think Philadelphia is. If you do that, you've proven it. So I think you can get to mediocre. You do it again.
Against Kansas City?
Kansas City, who I think is a mediocre to above mediocre team. Then you have now established that not only can you beat bad teams... but you can beat the mediocre to above mediocre to elite teams. You can beat though if you do that. So
sure.
Yes, I agree. I think that's reality.
All right, Alec, I'm going to fine tune this question.
Oh.
Overreaction reality. You believe the Cowboys can get to above mediocre in the next 3 weeks?
Reality, they can. Do I think they will?
I get you.
Yeah, that might be different. They might be conflicting opinions, but the way the schedule is laid out, we've been talking about it since the schedule release happened, that this stretch of the schedule is going to define their season. It could ruin a good season, or it could help out a mediocre season. We've been talking about it for months now. I'm intrigued to see, especially with the trades that you made and the additions that you're getting back defensively, can you get pressure on Patrick Mahomes? Can you get pressure on Jalen Hurts, which, hey, his offensive line's a little bit beat up now. Like, you have some opportunities to show that maybe some of these moves that you made are a little bit more high impact and instant impact than you first imagined. So you absolutely can.
Do you want a fun question or do you want to get spicy?
Both.
All right, we'll see if we have time.
Spicy is fun.
Overreaction or reality? And I hope you understand the spirit of the question. Myles Garrett has been and always will be better than Micah Parsons.
Reality. He does everything. It's not like, and I'm not, look, Micah could at some point become a better run defender. His instincts in the run defense have always been a little,
Yeah.
Right? But Myles Garrett in the run game has always been solid, if not better than solid. He's an exceptional pass rusher. He is the generational player at that position. That's
agreed.
He's the real one. Micah has a chance to continue to establish that, but the numbers and consistency over time for Myles Garrett are insane.
All right, a couple things before I get to you, Alec, because there's a bonus question in here too. Myles Garrett, 117.5 sacks in the NFL since 2017. That is the second most sacks by a player in his first nine seasons since, again, 1982, because the NFL used to be dumb about stats, behind only Reggie White. So my question remains the same for you, Alec. Miles Garrett has been and always will be better than Micah Parsons. Bonus question, he is going to break the single-season sack record.
Absolute reality without even thinking to both questions.
Wow.
Like, in every way, in every facet of pass rush and defensive line play, Miles Garrett has been and always will be better. That doesn't mean Micah's bad at anything.
Yeah, not at all.
I don't even think his run defense is bad. It's just not as good as advertised, and that's fine. And for Miles Garrett's sake, I can't say he disappears in the big games like Micah Parsons, because he never gets there, because his team stinks. So, you know, I don't even have that barometer. Micah has been in those big moments. He has had that spotlight, and he's disappeared. So Miles Garrett has that benefit for me, but at the same time, his athletic ability is just way better, which Micah Parsons is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett is an alien. There's just a difference there.
Now, Corey, the record for sacks, 22.5, Strahan in 2001, TJ Watt in, I believe, 2021. Miles Garrett right now is on pace for 25.5 sacks.
Yeah, he's going to get there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I did say it yesterday. That he's gonna break that. He's already at. I mean, he's been to 16 twice in his career already.
It's bananas. Two games of four more sacks this year.
From the 817, Crosby's better than Micah too.
We'll add that to the list.
I don't know. Did you hear Jerry this morning? Oh my gosh, he is a mess.
Yes,
and you also kind of have to love too. I know it's the end of the game, but he's like kicking through the kneel down because
yes.
He's like, I just can't give up on this thing. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with our friend Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.